Hey, greetings everybody. Brother James, noparish.com, John 4:24 radio. How you doing today? I want to bring you a teaching. 2 Timothy 2, verses 12 and 13 explained, Jesus remains faithful. Yeah, this is a common one. A dear saint recently asked about this verse in their past, in my past, and many people's past. False teachers love to twist this out of context, so I wanted to do a quick teaching on it to set it straight. I want to rightly divide the word of God, 2 Timothy 2:15, and I like that. That word divide means just cut straight. Let's cut straight the word of God together today. 2 Timothy 2, verse 12. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. All right, that's the first verse. The second one is the main topic involved here. Verse 13. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. All right, so let's talk about this. You actually will have false teachers that will tell you if we stop believing in Jesus, that he still is going to what? Believe for us and we gain eternal life? Yeah, that's what they allude to. That even if you stop believing, once saved, always saved people, Jesus remains faithful and he'll believe for you to eternal life. I guess that's what they are trying to say. Nothing could be further from the truth. Let's get in it. Let's get into it and let me explain it to you. What that verse is saying is if we stop believing, Jesus will remain faithful. Who is Jesus? He's the Son of God. He's the Messiah. He's the Savior. He's the Creator. He'll remain faithful. You know what it's like saying? If a brother was to come to me and say, you know what? If you stop believing, Brother James, I'm still staying faithful. Can he believe for me to salvation? No, he can't. Can Jesus believe for me to salvation? No, he can't. God can do many things, but God chose not to do this one thing. Ready? God chose not to decide for us. We have a will. Remember Garden of Eden? You get this whole garden, he said to Adam and Eve, don't touch that tree. They had a choice. They chose wrong. They got thrown out. Lest we choose and hold to our decision in Christ, we will be lost. I have another question. Who is Jesus always faithful to? John 5:19. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. Jesus always said, I do the Father's will, I'm faithful to the Father, I've done everything he's asked me to do. Jesus was faithful to the Father. Is he faithful to unbelievers? And is he faithful to those who fall away and turn from the truth? No. Absolute lies and heresy. You need proof? Don't just take my word. Let's go to Scripture. Let's look at all, always as we always tell, I always tell people, look at many Scripture verses to build your theology. This will help refute the heretical cherry-picking theology and expose God's truth to us. So we're exposing the truth of God. We're also exposing these false teachers. Jesus said this in Matthew 10:33, but whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. I have a question. Does that sound like salvation to you? No, it doesn't. And it goes right along with verse 12 that said, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. It's exactly what Jesus just said. He'll deny us. He's not a liar. We must place our faith in him and not waver from it. What did Peter say about those who deny Christ? 2 Peter 2:1. But there were also false prophets also among the people, even as they shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall in damnable heresy denying the Lord that bought them and bring upon themselves swift destruction. So Peter's talking about those that deny the Lord, unbelief. Whether they believed once or they are always liars, their unbelief is going to damn them. I'll prove unbelief damns you as we keep going here. Jesus can't believe for you. That's a lie. Paul said this about those who lose faith. Romans 11:20-23. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off. He's talking about Israel. And thou standest by faith. He's talking to the Gentiles. They believe in by faith. But be not high-minded, but fear. Ooh, he's telling us to fear God. There's a novel idea nobody wants to do today. 21. For if God spared not the natural branches, Israel, take heed lest he also spare not thee, Gentiles that were grafted in. 22. Behold therefore the goodness and severity of God. On them which fell severity, but toward thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shall be cut off. Ready? 23. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. Hey, if God and Jesus could believe for you, whether it's Old Testament, New Testament, why did they have to come back out of their unbelief? Wasn't God always calling them to belief in both the Old and the New Testament? He absolutely was. How about a brother Apostle Paul, 1 Corinthians 15:1-2. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein ye stand, by which ye also are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached to you, lest you believed in vain. It doesn't say, even if you fall away, Jesus is going to be faithful and believe for you. No, it's a warning. Don't believe in vain. Right? It's very clear. It's all over God's word. Titus 1:15. Unto the pure, all things are pure. Unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure. But even their mind and conscience is defiled. You fall into unbelief, the Bible says you're defiled. You're not going to make it into the kingdom of God. Finally, Revelation, right? John and Jesus' words in Revelation. Revelation 21:7-8. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. That's endurance. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. I love that. Verse 8. But the fearful, the unbelieving, it says, and the abominable, and the murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So, unbelieving people are going to be sent outside of God's kingdom into weeping, gnashing of teeth. That would be the unbelievers. You know, the false teachers, these men that are teaching this damnable heresy, liars, they're covered here too. They're going to be right with the unbelievers in weeping and gnashing of teeth. They better repent before the wrath of God comes upon them. I warn them about that all the time. Just warned a Catholic pagan priest today. That very same thing. Told him he better repent as I turned away from him. To be clear, to be saved in the end, you must enter into Christ via the gospel, faith in his finished work, shed blood, death, burial, resurrection. Repentance, come out of the world, out of your flesh, out of all the false churchianity. Be born from above by the Spirit of God. The fruit you're born from above is holiness and obedience, not believing all this heresy. Striving in all of your life and ways. Seeking the kingdom of God, leaving the kingdom of Satan, and enduring to the end. That's the gospel. That includes saving faith to the end. That is your will. That is your part. Colossians 1:22-23. And in the body of flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Verse 23. If you continue in the faith grounded and settled and not be moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. I got an article. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Look up Once Saved, Always Saved, Exposed. Got a whole bunch of articles in there for you that'll refute this even more. I got an article on the if verses. That's one of them. If you continue in the faith, you can fall away into unbelief. Jesus and Paul both mention and talk about enduring in salvation, Matthew 24, 1 Corinthians 15, many other verses. Again, see my articles at the teaching blog, Once Saved, Always Saved. It's a cancer in America. And know this, saints, seekers if you're listening, salvation comes by the blood covenant of Jesus Christ. A covenant has two parties. God in Christ did his work perfectly and it's done. Your part is to follow him, obey him, abide in him via the gospel, and by faith you will produce works and much fruit, Jesus says in John 15, and then you remain in that saving faith till the end. That's the path to salvation. Jesus does not believe for you. If you are unfaithful and do not believe, you must overcome your will. You must overcome all tribulation. You must overcome the world. And here's the good news, saints and seekers. He's overcome the world for his people already, John 16:33. Don't listen to these false modern pastors and pew sitters who lie to you and say, you don't really got to endure to the end. You just believe once and Jesus is going to believe for you, or he's going to pull you through somehow. Scripture does not teach that. Use good exegesis. Stop their terrible cherry-picking verses of eisegesis. Study the whole Word of God, the whole counsel of God. Seek God's wisdom. He will give it to you. He's faithful. He's a good father. He does not give a son, a snake, if you ask for bread. Ask for the truth. Ask for understanding. He will help you discern it and deliver you from your sin, out of the world, out of false teaching, out of churchianity, out of your flesh. We are living examples of that, and so are the saints that we're united to. God is able. It's the power of our salvation is the gospel. Transformed heart and mind. What a glorious Savior we do serve. I hope that helps you today. I hope this helps that saint. Thank you for asking that question. Study in context. Study the full Word of God. Run it by other trusted saints that you know are living holy by the biblical gospel. They've come out of the world and churchianity. They've come out of the culture. Run these things by them. Do not listen to these people. And lastly, test people's fruit. Anyone that's telling you that you can be saved and have find eternal life, even if you go into unbelief, I can promise you, look at their fruit. They're worldly, they're heretical, they're carnal, they're unbiblical, they're feminized, they're paganized, they're part of the culture around them. Yeah, you know them by their fruit, Jesus said in Matthew 7. I hope you see the fruit of our ministry, striving in the truth of God. Men, if I've got anything wrong, shoot me an email. I'd love to know. I'd love to test myself. I'd love to sharpen iron. I hope all you saints following along are blessed by this. We love you all. Getting ready to go preach at a big event this weekend if the weather holds, but doing ministry every day, discipling, teaching, training, encouraging. Hey, even testing ourselves. Imagine that. Attesting your own theology. These false teachers land on what they've been trained in seminary school. They're dead. I call it cemetery. Or what they've been handed down by the denominations. They don't test. I just asked that Roman Catholic pagan priest today to test himself to the Word of God. He said he had no time to talk to me. I let him go. My Savior said, let the blind lead the blind. I'm so glad you're seeking truth and you are not the blind. We love you all. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. May God be praised.